Hello, my loves. How are you all doing? Happy March. I cannot believe that we are in March. This is insane. Like, has anyone else been feeling the time moving extra fast lately? I swear, it's insane. I can't keep track anymore. Like, I'm losing count. Anyways, how are you all doing? I hope you're having an amazing, wonderful, fantastic, beautiful morning, evening, whatever it is that you're having. Currently, it is nighttime for me. It's not too late. But I might still sound a little bit tired because I'm filming, or not filming, recording, sorry. I'm recording right after I had landed from my trip, so I'm a little bit tired, but also feeling a little bit energetic, and I thought, why not record a ramble since I'm feeling it? And I kind of want to catch you guys up on my life and stuff. Since the last time I recorded a ramble, you guys really seem to enjoy them. A lot of you actually listen to my rambles, which is so sweet. Like, what? Oh my gosh, I can't even. Thank you for all of those, for all of you that listen to my rambles and actually care about me. That means a lot. It's nice to know that some of you care about me. You know, instead of like my audios and stuff, it's really nice to know that. So thank you guys for being so thoughtful and kind, and you know who you are. Anyways, let's start by talking about my surgery. I know you guys, a lot of you have asked me questions about it, like, oh, have you done it, or what happened with it? If you listened to my previous ramble, you'd know that I talked about doing a rhinoplasty because of a medical issue that happened with me, an accident. So what happened is my insurance gave me trouble with it, even though my insurance isn't even paying for my surgery, but they were giving the doctor trouble with his credentials and whatever. So because of that, they had to cancel my surgery, and I don't know when I'm doing it yet. So I'm either going to have to call back and reschedule for sure, or cancel it. Like, for sure, cancel it with that doctor. Because I don't know why insurance is being so weird. And yeah, so no, I haven't done it yet. And I don't really know when I'm going to do it, or if I'm going to do it right now. But I definitely will keep you guys updated. Don't worry, you'll find out one way or another. But I'm just happy that I get to record while I can and not worry about taking time off or something. I swear I go crazy. Like, if I have to go a week without recording anything, I will go insane. I will think that I'm behind on everything. That's just how I am. I'm always on top of my work, and I like to stay consistent, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's what's been happening lately. Also, I just came back from a trip. I went to Florida for my friend's birthday. She really wanted me to go, and I honestly wasn't really feeling it, only because I don't miss Florida that much. I was there a few months ago, but I thought, why not? The weather here is very, very bad, very snowy, very cold. I thought a little bit of warm weather would be nice for a change. So I went and did that, and I also tanned, so I'm tanned right now. I feel really nice. It's nice to finally get a glow from the sun and not look like a zombie, so I'm happy about that. Vitamin D for sure. Yeah, and I had a lot of fun. I went to Universal Studios, and I also did one day of Disney, because I could never go to Florida and not visit Disney. You guys know I love Disney. For some reason, Disney was really, really busy this time. I know it's always busy over there, but this time it was insane. There were so many babies, so many strollers. It was like my nightmare. Like, I couldn't. It was a lot. It was overwhelming. But it was also really fun. Epcot is actually my favorite Disney park in Orlando. I love the food there. I love the Ratatouille ride, riding with Remy. I mean, who wouldn't want that, right? But if I had to choose between Universal and Disney, I would choose Universal. I think Universal is so fun, especially for, like, people around my age. I'm 20. I'm 22. I feel like It's very, it's perfect for like older people, I guess, even though I'm not really old, but I'm not, you get the point. While as I feel like Disney is aimed towards kids and teenagers a little bit more and families and stuff. So it's definitely different crowds. And I think the one downside to Disney World is the amount of people, and it's just not as organized as Universal, and the rides are a mess. Like, I genuinely had to wait. I didn't wait, but I was going to wait 2 hours to go on the Ratatouille ride. Like, what? I'm not about to do that. I'm not going to wait 2 hours for a 5-second roller coaster. It's not happening. Like, it's insane. The lines are so long in Disney World. I don't understand how people can wait. Ugh. Yeah, I'm getting PTSD right now. While as in Universal, they have the Universal Express. It is a little bit expensive. It's like $300. But guys, it is so worth it. You literally skip the line and you go as many times as you want on the ride. It's just perfect. Like, what more do you need? I loved it. There's a Jimmy Fallon ride. If any of you have been to Universal Orlando and you've been to the other park, not Islands of Adventure, then you would know that there's a Jimmy Fallon ride and it's so good. Oh my god. That's amazing. I'm already missing it. I want to go back. Yeah, safe to say I had fun, but I'm definitely really happy to be back home. I missed my room, even though I was only gone for like 4 days. I always feel a little bit homesick when I'm gone for a while. I'm sure you all feel the same, right? Especially if you've been staying at a hotel for a while, eating hotel food. Like, no, hotel food is not it. No matter how good it is, it just doesn't hit the same as home-cooked food. And as soon as I came home, I started eating, like, what my dad made, because I was so hungry. And I hate airplanes. I can't explain to you guys how much I hate being in an airplane. Florida is only 2 hours away from me. But if I had to stay in a plane for longer than 2 hours, I will genuinely go insane. Like, I can't do it. It's too much for me. Yeah, so I had a major headache by the end of it. My ears were closed. It was a disaster. I had to like yawn continuously in order to open my ears because they were so plugged. It was a nightmare, but I'm glad I made it home safe. That's all that matters, really. Yeah. Also, oh my gosh, let's talk about the airport. It was packed. It was so busy, even though it was only February. Like, why is there so many people traveling in February? I don't get it. It's insane. Either the world is just really overpopulated, or a lot of people want to travel right now. I don't know what it is, but I feel like everyone's just sick of where they live at this point, because the weather is messed up everywhere, and everyone just wants to, like, get away. So, it's understandable. I hope that you guys have been staying safe, whether it's rainy, snowy, or really hot where you live. I know that the weather in California has been insane lately. The weather's been crazy everywhere. So I hope that you guys are taking care of yourselves and staying safe and healthy. Because I love you and your health matters, okay? What else has been new? Honestly, that's pretty much it. Let's end the ramble here. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, I won't do that to you. That's too short. You guys, I haven't been to the movies in a while. I don't even have any movies to talk about because I haven't been in so long. But I know the Creed movie's out, and I love Michael B. Jordan. So if any of you watched Creed, let me know if it's worth it, if I should go watch it, because maybe I will. Oh, I did watch, what's it called? Titanic in 3D, because they had it in the movies again for Valentine's Day. I watched it. It was so good in 3D. It's kind of like watching it for the first time again. It was so good. Titanic is such a classic movie. I don't think I'll ever get bored of it. It's so sad, but also romantic at the same time. Like, I want my own Jack Dawson. Please. Manifesting it, please, God. I used to have a really huge crush on Leonardo DiCaprio when he was younger. I can't say I still have a crush on him now. Not because he's older, but because he just doesn't look... He didn't age that well, I guess. He's still handsome, don't get me wrong. But just not my type, I guess. When I was younger, I had a crush on him when he was younger, so that counts. I also had a huge crush on... What's his name? Oh my gosh, I forget. Robert Pattinson, aka Edward from Twilight. Huge crush on him. Oh my god, I was definitely a Edward girl over a Jacob girl. But now that I'm older, I think I'm a Jacob girl. Like, Jacob is more my type now. I don't really know if I have a type. I think I just like cute boys. Honestly, sometimes I don't even care about looks. I care about humor. Like, a guy can be so okay, but if he's funny, then I'm in. You guys, I love funny guys. If you're funny, brownie points for you. Because, like, trust me, girls love that. But at the same time, you also want a girl that can reciprocate. I know some girls out there aren't that funny. So, find yourself a funny girl. You know what I mean? Trust me, it's a nice package. Also, when I was on my trip, I saw a lot of happy couples and I was really sad because it just reminded me of how single I am. Like, I'd be swimming in the pool, looking around me, and there's a couple just kissing in the middle of the pool. And I'm like, when is it going to be my turn? Like, I'm always preaching independence and how happy I am to be single. But at the same time, it would be nice to have a boyfriend. You know what I mean? I feel like everyone around me is getting in relationships as well. Most of my friends are getting married and they're having kids. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm only 22. I don't want to get married and have kids yet. I want to explore. I want to live my life. Like, I swear, you guys, two of my closest friends are married. One of them, I never thought she'd get married this soon. But she did. Out of nowhere, she texts me and she's like, hey, I just got married. Or not married, engaged. She's not married yet. She's engaged. She was like, I just got engaged. And I was like, oh my god, what? I couldn't believe it. And then another one of my friends, who I was really close with in high school, she posted a baby gender reveal on her Instagram. And I was like, flabbergasted. Like, I couldn't believe it. It's hard for me to comprehend the fact that there's people around my age that are doing that and they're getting like their own families while I'm still playing Fortnite on my bed. Oh my gosh. Sorry. It's just funny. Yeah, I don't know. I'm low-key a child at heart. Like, I'm not ready to be married at all. I will gladly date. I will gladly date somebody. But marrying them... Too soon. Too soon. I'm not ready for that yet. But then again, it depends on the person. So sometimes you might meet someone and really like them and what they have to offer. And you might think, okay, I'm ready to get married now. So it really depends on the person as well and what they think. But yeah. Ooh. I wanted to thank you guys for voting on my tattoo. Because of you, I messaged my tattoo artist and I told him that I'm going to do two butterflies instead of one. All thanks to you guys because you liked the two butterflies. Personally, I like the one butterfly. I don't know why. I don't know why you guys didn't like it. I'm curious. I'm curious to know why. But yeah, it's going to be my second tattoo. I'm really excited. I love tattoos, you guys. I want to get as much as I can, but I also don't want to be, like, fully tatted up. I like small, simple tattoos, so, yeah, I don't see myself ever getting, like, a big one that's very, like, noticeable. When I was in Universal, I saw a guy standing in front of me in line. He had an Eddie tattoo, the character from Stranger Things. If you guys watched Stranger Things, the newest season, then you'd know who Eddie is. Oh, what's his last name? Eddie. Oh, fuck. I won't remember, but like, he has a cool last name. But yeah, so I saw this guy that has a tattoo of him on his leg, and I was like, holy moly, that's a huge tattoo. And it's kind of wild because Eddie's only in one season and he dies in that season, so. Like, why would you get him tattooed on your body? Okay, whatever. At the end of the day, everyone's free to do whatever they want with their body, so I'm not judging at all. But I just think he could have done something a little different for such a big tattoo, you know what I mean? It still looked really cool, though, and the detail was amazing. I wanted to ask him where he got it done. But then again, I'm more of a fan of, like, fine line tattoos. I don't like the big, thick lines, if you know what I mean. If any of you have tattoos, like, let me know what your favorite tattoo was, or what area hurt the most, because I heard the ribs hurt a lot. Basically, anywhere where you have, like, thin skin hurts. So, yeah, this new tattoo, I'm getting it on my arm, like, right in the middle of my arm. Hopefully, it shouldn't hurt too much. Fingers crossed. I don't like needles, and the first time I did my tattoo, it was really painful, but it wasn't anything too scary. I got over it pretty fast, and I got used to it as well. I feel like eventually the numbing goes away. It's just, it starts feeling like a pencil digging in your body. So it really wasn't that bad. I should be okay. And if you guys want to see like a reveal of my tattoo, let me know, and I'll be more than happy to show you how it looks like. Especially because you helped me pick it out. So thank you for that. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I have been trying my best to put out longer audios recently. I feel like you guys enjoy those a lot more. And the feedback that I receive from you definitely makes it worth it. It is a lot more work for me, just because longer audios are a little harder. And, you know, more time. What's the word? Time. I can't talk. Time consuming. Yeah. But at the same time, it's worth it because you guys love it. And that's all that matters to me. But you guys, I need to see more likes on my stuff. I swear. I feel like most of you are so quiet on my Patreon. You forget to like sometimes. Like, hello. Wake up. I can see who likes my posts and stuff sometimes too, and I know a lot of you are very quick with your likes, and for that I really appreciate you, because everyone appreciates some likes and comments, right? So yeah, and I love seeing new faces, I love seeing you guys comment on my stuff, so please don't be shy, comment as much as you like, and also let me know if it's your first time commenting, because I will be very proud of you. I remember the first time I ever supported somebody on Patreon, I was a little bit nervous to comment, just because I'm like a little shy, but I eventually got over it, and I did it anyways, and yeah, I need to see more of your beautiful faces, come on guys. Okay, what else should we talk about? What should we talk about? I sound really, like, tired right now. I'm sorry about that. I feel like I always sound tired in my audios. But I promise I'm awake. I still have a lot more to record. I'm not done. I have about, like, 5 audios that I need to record tonight. And just kind of have them ready for you. Because I like to be on top of everything. Have a lot of fun, exciting audios coming soon, especially because a lot of you have been recommending me audio ideas, and some of you are so creative with your ideas, like, well, by the way, if any of you are script writers or you are experienced with writing, then please, like, let me know, because I have been trying to work with a little more scripts lately, as some of you know, most of my work is improvised, and it's a little bit hard to continue improvising, especially because I've been doing this for so long. So scripts really do help, and I want to try to use more of those in my future audios. So yeah, if any of you know script writers or write scripts yourself, then do reach out to me, and I would love to look at your work and hopefully work with you. Yeah. All right, so if you've made it this far into the audio, comments a... what emojis do we have? I don't know. A cloud. Comment a cloud emoji. Just because the weather's been so gloomy lately. Manifesting good weather. I'm so excited for summer. It's coming up soon. I can't wait for the sunset to be at 10 o'clock at night. I'm so excited. I love longer nights so much. And I'm looking forward to swimming again and taking advantage of summer before it's over. Speaking of, I need to watch the new Outer Banks season because it reminds me of summer. I love Outer Banks. It's one of the best shows I've watched on Netflix. I'm not going to lie. I'm not usually a fan of Netflix originals. I feel like they're always a flop. But some of them are really good, like Stranger Things and Outer Banks. There's a few more that I'm missing, I'm sure. But yeah, if you guys haven't watched Outer Banks, I recommend it. It's a pretty good show. Yeah, I haven't really been watching a lot of things lately. I should get back into the game. I love comedy type of shows. If you guys recommend anything funny and lighthearted, let me know. And I'd love to take a look. So yeah, my voice is slowly leaving and leaving and leaving and spiraling, so I think I'm gonna end the audio here. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another ramble and just for listening to them. And don't forget to comment the cloud if you made it this far, okay? If you prefer, you can comment a cloud with the sun behind it. Just whatever mood you're feeling, okay? If you're feeling gloomy, comment a cloud with the rain. If you're feeling neutral, comment a normal cloud. If you're feeling happy, then comment a cloud with the sun. And if you're feeling ecstatic, then comment a sun. This is so much work, but I know you guys are extra. You got this. Okay. I'm going to go finish the rest of my work now. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you in my next audio. Mm-hmm.